Well, good morning, good afternoon. Sir. Happy Mother's Day, and happy birthdays to our two birthday people. I can't help but say it, since one of them is related to me.
James.
Anyways. That song can do nothing but remind us of Davy. Excuse me. Who left us a good example, did he not? Whose faith to follow. Which I guess I would say is a larger subject than what how I might have defined it in the past. It seems like a simple thing to choose faith. But it isn't always that simple. anybody here has experienced that. In Titus, interesting, because I believe it was Brad who read out of Titus today. You know, since Davy's passing. Well, let me stop. Back in the fall, the knowledge that we had to rise to a different faith, that isn't how it was put exactly, but there was a faith that we were not partaking of that the Lord called us to. And of course, in the passage of time, Davy, who had clearly stated that, went home to be with the Lord. And part of our coming to that place of that faith has been at work. And the preaching has been different. It has been a call to something new. It has been a call to put off our ways. It has been a call to know the Lord in a new way. Hence the reading of the Ephesians prayer. But in Titus chapter 2, starting with verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." This is what the Lord has been at work doing in all of us since the passing of Davy. Certainly, the gospel is the gospel of our redemption. But here it adds something to that, because he said that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and that's pride in anybody here that all that are here, including the children, understand our natures and that pride in our natural man indwells us fully. And yet he's seeking to redeem us from that and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. I cannot speak for others, but my hope is that we've always been a people wanting to be that peculiar people, zealous of good works. When I read Titus and when I read the Word of God, that which he calls me to and you to is not something I can do. I cannot do it. I'm a big failure at doing that. But so is everybody. Steve talked the other day about Psalm 84 and the Valley of Baca, about this passage that is really the passage that God wants to bring everybody through. But we're the people who know this. Not everybody knows he wants to bring them through it. We're the people who have heard the word and know the word and are called to pass through that eye of the needle that is impossible with us, but possible with him. Excuse me. I wanted to go to that Psalm 84 because just read a couple of the verses. It says, first of all, verse 4. Well, let me just start at verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Now, you know, that's the place that God calls us to. That's the place that you referred to. I mean, he gave us a different body than this one that is cannot partake of the ways of God. It cannot partake of the ways of God in any way, matter, or form. And you spoke of it, how when this body tries to do the things of God, it fails. He isn't asking us that. But how to separate from this body of death and stand in this place and dwell in this place. That's a work of God. It really is. It's one that there's a mighty hope in what he can do because we can't do it. We can come into agreement with him, but it's still something we pass through, and our hope is in him to bring us to the other side of that. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Now, that's funny sounding to me, and whose hearts are in the ways of them. But you know, the ways of them are those who have passed through and dwell in the house of the Lord, dwell in his body, rest in it, all the things we are commanded to do, labor to enter into that rest. It's a labor. It's when we do in hope. But the reason why I say it's something we can't do is because with that labor comes all the things about us, all of that iniquity that the Lord would cleanse us and purge us from, that we can be zealous unto good works. And it's that part that is tenuous as we pass through. But 6, and this is the one Steve referred to, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Every prayer that Steve has prayed for this, for all those who hear, not even just those who we know, but those who hear, hear another time, hear that we don't know is listening, has been corporate, that the Lord would bring us all through. This prayer in Ephesians is corporate, that we will be able to know the love of God with all the saints. It's not singular that Robin gets to know the love of God, but Anne, Micah, Margie, all of us, you know, with all the saints knowing this. But you see, the beauty is, and the promises, and the glory is, those make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. How can a revival come if there is not first a people that have passed through into the Lord and into his truth and his ways and his goodness and all of the things that we want but can't attain unto ourselves? Our hope is in him. But once we have it, once he gets us on the other side, once we know this and are like those who dwell in his house, oh my, won't we be able to rejoice and bring a hope to others in a way that is unto salvation and unto his glory. That's really what we've been about for many years, and it's right there. And that's a wonderful thing, to which I thank God, and thank God that that which is impossible with me and impossible with you is possible with him.